My name's Tony Coolidge. I'm here from Belfast. And you guys, I understand, wrote a letter, and I know that you have no direct control over any of these players, but you do have the authority of being representatives in our legislature. Is there anything more you can do? Can you get a sense of a House letter or hold a hearing or something? These people do not respond. They didn't respond to your letter. They responded to none of our letters. I'd like to know what's in back of this. Some people are pushing this really heavily, and it's more than two businesses out there. I mean, the first hearing was held in Bangor, go figure. I'd like more information, not only on the environmental effects, but who are the real beneficiaries behind this? And that's a question that is not answered anywhere, as far as I can see.
Well, I'm sure you're familiar with the names that we know, Sprague Energy and Irving, one of the Irving companies. And there may be forces beyond them that are protected in a way that we have no access. The state legislature is limited in our ability to change the rules or, you know, go beyond what already exists in the structure for approval. We have to trust our Department of Environmental Protection. I realize there are legitimate concerns about that. We should have a more responsive governor. I think the legislature has been as responsive as we can be, and we can certainly make noise as individuals. I'm not sure if there's anything collectively as a legislature that could be done before January, and at that time it would have to be a well-crafted plan. And I'm not sure that anything we can do to slow it down at this stage, if we're the right level. But I certainly wanted, I mean, I came up here because I wanted you to know that you're not alone in this.
I'm not familiar too much with, I know in the national House and Senate, they can hold hearings on it and get people in under testimony, under sworn testimony. Is that possible?
Well, we hold hearings on legislation, on a bill, so that if a bill came, it would get a hearing. We are about to adjourn until January. And then in January, in order to introduce a bill in the second regular session, it has to go through the Legislative Council, which is all the leadership, and then it goes to the appropriate committee, and that's where the hearings are held, which would probably be the Environment and Natural Resources Committee, I would think. And so it would depend on how that bill was written, as to how far it could go. But there's certainly, that's the thing we can do, is next January we can get the ball rolling to have a bill of some kind. But the more restrictive it is on one project, the less likely it is to get broad support in the House and Senate.
Well, you could do something that would open the door to hearings.
We have a couple more answers up here than a question.